Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Under the Moon with Joni Ross and Pat McHugh. Let's start the show with the groovy swinging sound of Dakota Staton.
Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright. Moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, there's no moon at all.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Under the Moon. I'm Joni Ross, an astrologer. In a moment, I'll be speaking about the moon message, or what I call astro musing. I hope you can join our discussion with a question or anything you'd like to share in regard to this week's topic. Before I go into the moon message, I'd like to introduce my co-host, the exceptional and lovely Patricia McHugh. Pat and I have been studying and discussing how to immerse ourselves in a new cosmic perspective, one that is centered on a quest for humanistic development as a creative force in our own destiny, using the phenomenal tool of astrology as a mirror in that process. How are you, Pat?
I'm great, Joni. Thank you so much.
And how's the weather in New York?
It is fabulous. A picture-perfect spring day here.
That's great. That's great. It's really nice in Florida right now, too. So let's talk about this week's astrological symbolism. The big story is this week is the new moon solar eclipse. The eclipse will be this Thursday, May 9th, 2013, at 8:29 p.m. Eastern Time. The moon is in Venus-ruled Taurus, illuminating personal resources, possessions, sensuality, survival skills, self-esteem, as well as anything adds to the beauty and comfort in our lives. This is our annual solar eclipse, which means that the sun, moon, and earth are positioned in a straight line and the moon's shadow crosses the earth's surface. This phenomena historically marks a time of change in the world, affecting a period of about 6 months. If your personal planets, sun, moon, or ascendant, are around the 20th degree of Taurus or any of the fixed signs, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, then you too will experience a shift in your personal life that resonates to the energy shift that's happening in the world. As the sun and moon are conjunct the south node of the moon, past issues will be addressed in order to move forward. Whether issues are financial or physical or any circumstance that challenges the status quo, it's important and to really support and appreciate our own value, and to value this planet, and to remember to value this planet. The new moon message in Taurus is to enjoy life and the simple pleasure of living. And just wanted you to know I'm recording daily astro moon messages. You can see those and listen to them on my Facebook page, Joni Ross Astrologer, spelled Joni, J-O-N-I, like Joni Mitchell. You can also request them to be emailed to you each day. Anyone who's on the Moon Message email newsletter list is also welcome to a copy of their horoscope and a brief explanation of their zodiacal sign, house placement, and natal of their natal Venus, as well as their house or the field of life experience that the eclipse will be in for affecting for the next 6 months. My email is J-U-O-N-I, moonmessage@AOL.com, and I'd be happy to send that to you. Just please include your name, date, time, and city or town of birth with your request. So, Patricia, would you like to introduce today's guest?
I would love to. Well, first, I'd like, do you want to tell everyone what we'll be discussing today?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to be discussing our our health, and well, actually, you explain it, Pat.
Okay. Today we will be exploring our health and whether we, as a collective, are expanding our views on health and healing in general. And we'll also be looking at how we understand our mind-body connections and healing, and what astrology offers in understanding our health.
Great. Great subject. So now let's announce her properly.
Okay. This week we have as our honored guest Sandra Kaplan, a licensed acupuncture physician and practitioner of the neuromodulation technique, which she will describe, but which is, very briefly, a technique much like acupuncture without the needles. Dr. Kaplan has practiced Oriental medicine since 1992 and maintains a clinical practice in Miami. So if you live in South Florida, you can make an appointment with her. You can reach her at 786-554-7921. We're thrilled to have her on this afternoon. And as always, if you have any questions, please call in. The dial-in number is 213-816-0357.
So, Sandra, are you on?
I am, and thank you for inviting me and having me. And
you
congratulations
are so
on launching
thank
this
you.
Great opportunity for people to learn so much about healing and the cosmic elements, the cosmic cycles
way.
Of life. Thank you.
And congratulations for all the amazing healing you've been doing. I really, firsthand, I know what that's like.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been one of the fortunate ones to be able to work in a field that's been very rewarding and always expanding and evolving. Wonderful.
Definitely. So we know each other quite a long time, don't we?
I think
it's somewhere in the mid-90s that I got a call and we did a session, right?
That's right. That's right.
We did an astrology session.
It was many years ago. I was going through a pretty traumatic, catastrophic time in my life. And on a very personal level, there was a lot of drama going on in my life and a lot of confusion and stress. And I contacted you for some guidance and some clarity about direction to take and possible choices available to me, and it was wonderful. And not only through that particular session, that first session, which you know left me with a lot of relief in making some choices that ended up being very beneficial for my life, but all subsequent readings that I've had with you have always been very informative, with a lot of clarity and very, very directive in giving me a perspective on my present time, where I was at, and the possibility and potential for always making things better in my life. So it's been wonderful.
Well, I have to say, you know, you're such a wise woman, and it's been an honor to anything we've done, whether we've done sessions, readings, conversations, dinners, and of course, you're an amazing acupuncturist with a big bag of tools, don't you? Do you want to give us an idea of some of the different modalities you work with and how you got into this? Can you give us a little idea?
Well,
not to put you on the spot, but
well,
we want to know.
Thank you. This is a great opportunity, and I always like to share the thing that really got me not only interested in pursuing acupuncture and oriental medicine as a means for health, but then as a pursuit for a career in my life. I was first introduced to acupuncture, 30 years ago, and I had had delivered my last son, my third son. I have three boys, and delivered my youngest son, and foolishly became too active after that delivery and was up and moving around and doing too much too soon, and I had a prolapsed cervix. For those of you who don't know, the cervix is the head of the uterus, and it prolapsed, and I went to several doctors, disturbed and very worried about what to do, and in some discomfort, and I pretty much had a diagnosis from each doctor, the same prognosis of a surgical procedure with 50% possibility of improvement, and that I would have to be in bed for probably about a month to recover. So in that last visit, the nurse, when the doctor left the room, she was there to take some vital signs and introduced me to the possibility that perhaps acupuncture could lift this prolapse. I didn't know anything about acupuncture at the time or oriental medicine, and she gave me a number. I called the clinic. They were kind enough to send a physician to my home because of the prolapse and the fact that I had three young children. And within six treatments, my prolapse was completely recovered. I was fine. I was able to move around without discomfort. And
that's great.
So I was truly amazed that those small, tiny, painless needles could have such a profound effect on my health. And then years later, I pursued acupuncture and herbs for other problems and discovered had the same result. And so through those experiences, I decided to pursue natural medicine, which was always pretty much an interest of mine anyhow, reading about herbs and homeopathy. And so it was a good fit, it's been a wonderful journey and a great learning experience for my life.
Well, I think acupuncture is one of the closest physicians you can go to a spiritual healing, because it really is dealing with energy that moves. And astrology, too, also deals with the energy, you know, when your solar energy is thriving, when you have a good ascendant and you're dealing with yourself is really how you need to be, it really affects the whole organism and or the movement of your own reaction to your life and your intention and everything. It's all connected, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. And acupuncture and Chinese herbs and homeopathy and chiropractic, psychotherapy. There are many, many different available modalities available to all of us that have this same influence on us, to bring the body into a state of balance and healing. And it's the same with your guidance and reading a chart, where you can look to see where the imbalances might be, what might be available, and the resources that could be helpful in restoring that balance, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. That's been my experience, too, with with what you've taught me over the years with my chart and the readings that you've done.
And yeah, I think...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, darling. I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead. I'm just thinking about the different processes involved in both systems, both scientific, metaphysical, and biological.
Well, knowing you were coming onto the show today, I was seeing myself in my little fantasy world as, you know, an acupuncturist of the planetary energies, and that I wanted, and I've been praying about this for a long time, wanting to have my own perspective and wanting to be able to see things in a way so that my own natural wisdom will emerge. And, you know, being an astrologer for 22 years, mostly doing counseling, but I do other things. I like lots of astrological techniques, but mostly that's really what I've been doing. And I really just feel that when I look at a chart and I start to understand some of the patterns, I don't need to worry about being able to talk to that person. It just starts to flow. And, you know, we can't see how we are connected to the planets, but our energy, and that energy is really the same thing. It's just life force and energy, and it vibrates. And when we vibrate really strongly, we affect everything else.
Right.
And I think the planets do vibrate very strongly with the magnetic energy and the sun and the solar energy. You know, it's the star we're living around. So, and then we're stars, too. So can you tell me more about how you... I know you're an acupuncturist and you're an herbalist and you're a great nutritional advisor, many, many things that you do. And I know you used to teach and do shiatsu massage, too, first, right, before this. But what made you start doing this neuromodulation technique? That's so interesting.
It is. It's a it's informational medicine. All energetic medicine is basically informational medicine. In Chinese medicine, we look at when someone comes in, we palpate the abdomen, we look at the tongue, we feel the pulse, we look at the complexion and the texture of the skin. All of these are diagnostic tools that we use in helping us to formulate what you were saying earlier about looking, pardon me, at patterns. And with regard to that diagnosis, feeling, touching, looking, listening, and with regard to the symptoms that the client, the patient is sharing, we can formulate patterns of disharmony and a protocol of treatment. So my foundation in Oriental medicine remains today my basic and my most used in my clinic. Of all the things that I do, I probably use that more than anything else. I became interested in other energetic dynamics, protocols, when my many, many years ago, probably going back as far as 17, 18 years ago, when I was introduced to a type of therapeutic and diagnostic tool called Nambujirpa's Allergy Elimination Technique. And I learned this technique due to the fact that my son had very, very severe allergies. And I became interested to find out, besides using acupuncture and herbology and homeopathy, other forms of treatment that might help to move the process of healing for him forward. And it did indeed. It was remarkable. His allergies, which he says today that NAET really saved his life. And to date, he's probably the most allergic patient that I've tested. So I learned that, and I used that for many years with much success, and I still do. And then probably going back maybe 9 years ago, I learned through a fellow practitioner about neuromodulation technique, which is the brainstorm and the creation of Dr. Leslie Feinberg. He lives in Oregon, and it incorporated a lot of what the allergy technique that I was using through a muscle response test. It's creates an availability of information that we source through the autonomic control system. So on a conscious level, we are all aware that we have headaches or joint pain or indigestion, or that we're plagued with, it can be so many different problems. And we all have an acute and clear awareness that we have these pains, discomforts, these maladies on an other than conscious level, which is the autonomic control system. We're aware of what's at the source or the cause of those problems. So it created for me a great, a whole other field, a whole other spectrum of possibility of looking at dysfunction, disharmony, and disorders, and a way to correct them. And we access, through a muscle response test, the information related to that particular disorder. It can be related to a specific neurological problem, which can be a musculoskeletal problem, can be related to toxins, to infection, it can be related to emotional issues. So there's a broad myriad of different pathways. We call them pathways in NMT, which actually is a doorway to a healing that we can go down in correcting for these problems.
It's so interesting. I've had this treatment. I've worked with you with this treatment. I just want to say that you're the most fun and interesting muscle tester I've ever had. You're so intuitive that you just really feel the answers from the muscles. And I think it's so interesting that muscles tell the truth, even if we're sort of deluded. Somebody asked me, well, what's going on? You know, I can't even figure it out how I'm feeling sometimes. But the muscle will tell you all kinds of information, right?
Right. The muscle is basically attached to the important part of your body, which is your brain. The muscle that I'm using is usually an arm or a leg, and it's an appendage, and I'm always looking for a strength within one of those areas of the body that I use. And through that response, and I'm always looking for a strong or a weak response related to a yes or no question that I'm addressing the body. And so through that response, I'm really tapping into the biocomputer to the brain to access the information that's needed to guide us forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It's just really fascinating to even someone who's well, for more, you know, maybe they have issues, but even if they don't have anything specific to really go to visit you for, you can still help them with this technique as well, right?
I can. And acupuncture, Chinese medicine in general, and Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathy, and NMT is, and also NAET, are very, very profound in the ability to establish a clear field of information addressing maybe something very non-acute and very mild, or something that's not present, like you're saying, and that someone would not be aware of, and to look to see where there may be some maybe slight imbalances, and to re-regulate or to regulate properly to create that balance, and then to treat preventively.
To keep that person healthy.
Exactly. So that they don't become ill or disordered. Right.
Or just feel more energized and centered or more relaxed, depending on what their body needs at that moment.
It's
when I've had acupuncture treatments, I really just felt it was a moment to reconfigure. And I really love it. Actually, I can get really zone out into some kind of like, wow, what did I just take? Endorphin rush. And
I think I liked your description of Taurus and the cosmic cycle of Taurus, and you said Taurus is about enjoying the simple pleasures of living. And I think that that's always the it's such a great focus to have to be able to really be well and to enjoy life is, it's so wonderful.
It's very important.
It is.
You know, you see, you hear all the older people say, well, if you have your health, but you know what? It really is important. And also, it's interesting that Taurus is the zodiacal symbol that really has to do with pleasure and ownership.
Right.
Or, you know, in some way, taking full ownership of our body is very important. And the other thing that I think Taurus is really about is surviving.
Mm.
So sometimes people are pushing through it, you know, pushing through it. And it's not enough to just kind of like defensively hold your okayness. That health is more than that, isn't it?
Health, I think you said earlier too that the cosmic world that we live in is always in flux and change. And we are as well, internally as well as externally. And I think absolutely that there's this need. It's very rare. It's interesting the point that you made about someone coming in for perhaps a tune-up or without a particular issue, and that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this world that we live in, stress is such a dynamic force. There's so much to deal with, and we have so much benefit with the choices that we have today in the medical
mm-hmm.
field. And it's wonderful that we have at our disposal. And, you know, Oriental medicine is really, it's in infancy in America. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
been here for a long time, but not
yes.
as expansive as Pat was saying earlier. It hasn't, it's expanding all the time, and people are becoming very aware because of its benefit and people feeling better when they use this particular type of natural medicine. That's what's really creating this expansion. The people are improving, they're getting better, they're happier, and life is hopefully less stressful for each of us.
Sandra, Pat, we have a caller, so I'm going to bring her on in a second. I just wanted to say that now I forgot my thought. Let's bring her on and I'll remember.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I do remember. Hold on 1 second, caller. I just wanted to say that to me, we are spiritual beings in the physical world. So this mind-body is always, always, always connected to how much energy of our greater self that we bring in. And, you know, we all should do something that gives us this tune-up, I think. You know, and I always talk about this in astrology. I always look for what would be the way, based on someone's chart, that they could really just let go and tune their own, with their own intention and how they can do it many different ways. And, of course, I recommend acupuncture a lot, a lot, a lot, because it is so spiritual in that sense. So I want to say hi to our caller.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Joni, it's Kim.
Kim is a really wonderful woman, a good friend.
Well, so are you. And I just wanted to call in and say hey to you and Pat and hey, Dr. Kaplan.
Hello.
And, the show is awesome, Joni. And when I saw that you were going to have a guest on today talking about things that are healthcare related, that's really exciting to me. So I thought I'd want to call in and ask Dr. Kaplan. When she was speaking about how people are treated when they go in to see their caregiver and they look at them and they gather all this information from observing them and their signs and symptoms and whatnot, I don't really feel like that's happening for me as a patient when I go into a lot of times for, and I don't go to the doctor much because I can't afford it because I don't have insurance, but when I go to where I can go, which is the VA, I really don't feel like that's happening. And I was in the healthcare field for 25 years, and so I really relate to that patient relationship where you're doing all those things when you're talking to patients. But my question for Dr. Kaplan is, this really resonates with me as a person, this kind of care that I would like to have, but it's not really what I meet in my reality out there in the traditional healthcare world. Where do you see that changing for people out here in society with no insurance and no way to access care in the traditional world? Are they gonna ever be able to see the value of these things that are more of a holistic approach to medicine, do you think?
Wow, what a great question and a concern also. I truly, when I first experienced natural medicine, I was very profoundly impressed and moved by the fact that there is this connection between the body, mind, the spirit, the emotions, the psychological aspect to an individual, which I understood through the care that I had also had that was lacking, that there was this disconnect between the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotion. And I don't know exactly how to answer the question about when and where and how long this is going to take to integrate. In lots of periodicals that I read, they talk about integrative medicine or complementary medicine. And the truth is, the two really do work so well together, Western medicine or allopathic medicine and other types of integrative or complementary or alternative medicines would be so wonderful to have it all in one place that you go to, that you can have someone really listen to you well, really listen to what your care and concerns are. I think that there is a definite change happening. I understand that there are many universities, medical universities, that are teaching the basic concepts of five element theory and other and meridians and acupuncture points to their students, who are basically learning a basic Western approach to healing. So this is great news.
That's great. That's really
wonderful.
Encouraging.
And when this happens, when this integration happens, and I can't tell you, Kim, when that will be. I wish it was yesterday.
I know.
But
when
it does, I'm sure that it will be wonderful, because there are many, many people who really need alternative, holistic care. And it's not available to them because insurance generally does not cover it, and it's an out-of-pocket expense that can add up over time. Mm-hmm. Because with something acute, generally it may take one or two treatments to get that person feeling much better. But for a chronic issue, it's cumulative, and the more you treat it, the better the person feels. To bring that body back into a state of alignment and homeostasis takes time.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. And I share your frustration with the fact that it's not available.
Yeah. Well, you know, just in parting, I just think that having you on shows like this with Joni and bringing your voice and your practice and your philosophy about medicine to more and more people is really crucial, because I guess if you have on one side, you have doctors being trained in things that have spiritual connections, you know, such as the holistic practices and whatnot, that's bound to open them up more to being affected by those things, which would only be a good thing.
Right.
And
yes,
that
absolutely.
Would drive it as well,
yeah.
From that side. So you have people calling for it out here and those guys having exposure to it, so maybe that's the key to how it gets done. I hope so. But thanks for being on the show with Joni, and Joni doing the show, and it's wonderful.
Well,
thanks so much for your call-in.
And I just
also
wanted to elaborate.
Sandra, I was just wondering that we can get in touch with Kim and let her know where there's a website she can go to find out practitioners where she lives. I think it's North Carolina. The technique that you study, was it Leslie? Who is this?
Yes, the website is www.neuromodulationtechnique, and it spells like it sounds, N-E-U-R-O, mm-hmm. Modulation Technique, T-E-C-H-N-I-Q-U-E, .med, M-E-D.
Okay.
Because it changed.
But if you Google that, they probably will send you to the site.
If you go on that site, it yeah. does have a map of states and practitioners that have been mm-hmm. trained with this technique
okay.
in those particular areas of, yes.
Great, yes. great. I just love how eloquently you're explaining all these kind of complicated things you have to go to school for so long to learn. And you know, lots of people say, I know this is kind of a simple question, but lots of people say to me, acupuncture? Needles, I'm afraid of needles. And you really don't feel the needle. And anyway, that's how I met all of you from an acupuncturist in New York who was friends with your friend who, you know, that's how I met all these acupuncturists, and I have lots and lots of experience with all of you, and you're all unique and you're all smart.
Thanks for including me in that group, I hope. Thanks for that.
Well, you know, I have to say, you know how I always see you as this high being, and you are. And you know, I know I'm not really offering much in astrology at the moment, but I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the way I generally look at health and elements. I mean, really not the elements as much as the modalities. Because we have fixed signs, and I was talking about the fixed signs before being involved in this Taurus solar eclipse, which is a fixed sign. And fixed signs, I think, have to be really aware about elimination, just really the digestion, letting things go because of that stubborn fixed energy. And the cardinal signs, which are the signs, you know, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer, are the signs that actually activate change and they on the move. And, you know, these are the people that really need to move their life physically, physical bodies, and really respect their own impulses and what they want to do and do it and things like this, the action. And then the mutable signs, which are Sagittarius, Gemini, Pisces, and Virgo, I think these are the signs, and if your ascendant is in the sign in particular, I think need to really take care of their nervous systems. So I know I'm a fixed Scorpio, Aquarius, Moon, but my ascendant is Sagittarius, and the benefit I've had from this kind of moving the energy and aligning and just tweaking it, if I'm not ill, but just tired or stressed or whatever, it's so beneficial. And if people, you know, a nervous system is like traffic sometimes. You really get congested on an energetic level, right, Sandra? You can
right.
see that once
Absolutely.
You feel the pulses moving nicely, the people feel much better all of a sudden, right?
Absolutely. And that's really the objective, to always... That's the work that we do to get people to feel balanced and energetic
yes,
again
yes.
And to really feel relaxed in a stressful world is an accomplishment that I think that is and an important one. Feeling out of when the elements within Chinese medicine, there's five elements. There's fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. These correspond so much to astrology. Right, very much
yes,
so. The
yes,
same kind of movement and change, and each of these support the other. And if there's a block of energy in Chinese medicine, it's vital that you move the energy in the body so that all the systems are nourished, that the blood is moving, that the sense organs are nurtured, that all the important parts of the body are moving, flexing as they should. So it's to keep the body, you know, to go back really quickly to what Kim was saying earlier, I think that I'm looking forward to the day when these modalities, both what you do and what I do, are such a part of a routine that people do on a yearly basis to keep, to just for their overall basic health and well-being. It's really valuable. It's just so valuable.
It is valuable. Sandra and Pat, I know you're quiet, and I know you have some questions also, but I just wanted to tell everybody out there, A, please, you're welcome to call in and ask your question or go on the chat line. I'm not sure how you actually get there, but Kim has given me the website. It's www.neuromodulationtechnique.com. So anyone is welcome to see wherever you are. There might be someone who has been really accredited in that training, and I think that's a good place to start to make sure that the person really learned what they say they do, right, Sandra?
Right. And Dr. Feinberg has that site, and with the information of the level of training that each individual who has studied with him, the level of training they've achieved.
Yes. And the NAET is also a site they can go to and look for practitioners.
Yes. Yes.
They can do that. And also acupuncturists, right?
And acupuncturists. Usually, well, in Florida, they can go to the Florida State Oriental Medical Association, the FSOMA. And nationally, there's a great site, the American Association of Oriental Medicine. And they can go to that site and .com, and they can find resources in their communities where they live for practitioners in Chinese medicine.
Great, great, great. Pat,
yes.
Do you have a question you wanted to ask?
I actually had a question which Sandra has already answered. Kim actually asked the question, and Sandra spoke about it a bit, but she may have more to add. I wanted to ask if you think we're in a transition currently in how we treat health.
Oh, that's a great,
great
question.
Great question. I love
that
question.
I think that I can remember starting doing what I'm doing. I can remember going back 21 years ago, starting when I was first seeing my clients coming in for treatment, and they would say to me, mostly everyone in the beginning came in for pain. That was the essential focus and what people really understood. And some people, when I would meet them and I would tell them what I do, they would say, oh, yeah, that's acupuncture. That's for smoking cessation. or they would say, it's for pain. But that was pretty much the sphere of knowledge or understanding that they had about Oriental medicine, and particularly with regard to acupuncture. And so over the years, because of publications, TV news articles, through the internet, which is invaluable, and their friends and families sharing their own personal stories about how acupuncture, Chinese herbs or homeopathy or massage therapy, any of these modalities, how it's helped them has really created this very expansive curiosity, understanding, and knowledge about other possibilities for healing. And I want to just say that I think so much of what motivates people to look for an alternative practitioner and for other possibilities to heal is that oftentimes they're seeing their doctor, they're taking medications, and they're not getting better, and in some cases having side effects from those medications or from surgical procedures that they're looking for relief for, post-surgical pain. And that really has been a big motivator, people to seek elsewhere and to find other sources for healing, because people are understanding that medications over a long period of time, and certainly I am not one to, disregard the effectiveness and the importance of allopathic medicine. It saves many lives, and where would diabetics be without insulin? But the general view of medications, and many of my patients tell me this today. In fact, more and more of them all the time will say to me, my doctor prescribed this, but I just don't want to keep taking it. And he thinks I should be on it indefinitely. And I'm having this or this or this effect. Or I've tried this and it doesn't work, or I feel worse. And they come to me, and this is really a lot of concern for many people today. They're understanding that long-term medication have side effects, and that it's not easy to avoid that with almost everything that people are taking.
What about nutrition is thy medicine? I mean, this makes the biggest shift as far as I can see in my own life.
Right.
When I've decided to clean up my act, I can get to a state of such vitality
right.
through good nutrition and
right.
really moving. And
right.
also, I think that we all have different, quote-unquote, karma, meaning we have the DNA that we have the genetics we have the environments we have challenges. And everything... You know, everything sometimes that we aren't addressing can show up in our poor palaces, those really, you know, really ignored palaces we have, which we call the body. And I think that general discouragement can also be a condition that you don't necessarily see from inside right away, and it manifests in not taking care of yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why I think talking about yourself to yourself or to someone who is really able to, like, see these pathways in some objective way so that you can find your other perspective about you. This is one of the tools of astrology, in my opinion, that I try to see. Everyone is kind of in a different place with what they're willing to do. In fact, another friend of mine who's a wonderful practitioner, she told me the first thing she says to people, well, let's talk about what you're willing to do to change. And I think this is the new trend, that we, the people, us, we have to decide, I'm going to be healthier. I'm not looking to age and be, you know, to lose my wonderment or my vitality without a fight. And I think that alternative people really give back the responsibility to the patient to make those changes. And maybe doctors do too, you know, regular allopathic medicine they do, but I just remember when my stepfather was really, it was not that long before he passed away, and the doctor said, I think I can keep him going for this amount of time. And my mother just really, like, told me that like it was a fact. And I was just very surprised how people thought they were responsible for how long someone could live. Or, you know, nobody can see your karma.
Right.
All we can do is give ourselves the perspective of, I'm going to do my best to appreciate each moment of my life.
Right.
And in that whole process, even up to dying, you know, we can have this incredible connection to being awake here in life. So for me, acupuncture is my major healing modality. It's the one I like.
That's such a great point that you make about empowering the individual. That's been my experience with my readings that you've done for me, the guidance that you've given me. And I, you know, you were speaking earlier about nutrition. It's imperative that we, I think, understand that food is medicine. And what we put into our body responds according to the level of purity or energetic resonance of that food that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really is wonderful to it's oftentimes I someone will come in and they'll sit in front of me for the first time and they're sharing with me their symptoms and what's happening. And toward the end of that intake, I'll say to them, well, why do you think you have this problem? Or why do you think you became sick? And oftentimes, they will know. A person
will
know.
Mm-hmm.
They will know what happened. And, you know, in almost many cases, there's some emotional trauma or trigger that started this cascade of dysfunction, as you were saying
mm-hmm.
before, the person just
mm-hmm.
not feeling well and needing some guidance to understand what was going on. And
well, just listen to the sound of your voice and the kinds of things you say and the thoughtful way you share wisdom. I mean, I don't know if everyone can kind of get it out of people the way you do, but you should be teaching.
I think I
everyone
learned
how to treat people.
I think I learned that from you, Joni. Because
I don't know about
that
one.
That's always been my experience with you, too, for sure.
Obviously, I have great respect for you.
And likewise, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
so did I say everyone can call in if they like? The other thing is I want to just take the time, Pat and I both want to take the time to really thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry, the amazing owner of Daughter of Isis, the blender. She made this fabulous oil for me I've been using all week. And a homeopathic mixture, too, that I have to talk to her about, that I had a reaction to. But this oil is just so elevating for me. I think it's the Crohn's open thing, which makes sense. and then also, you know, just Here Be Monsters station giving us this show and this chance to bring on the wisest of people like Sandra Kaplan. And next time we come on, we're going to have, I'm hoping, Sandra, you will come back again and do tell us more and teach us more and take calls. Would you be willing to do that?
Thank you. I would enjoy that. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to be with you today and to reach an audience that this is so new for me, and it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no, it's fun, right, talking on the radio. Okay, now there's someone in check. Let me see. Let me give this person.
Well, you're checking that, Joni. I just wanted to mention that Gwendolyn has a website, daughtersofisis.com. Has all of her beautiful oils. And
yeah,
and so
amazing thing she makes.
It's a beautiful website. It's a beautiful website.
Are these oils from flowers or buds or plants?
Essential oils, many things. You'll have to check out her website, too.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Sandra and Joni, it's a really interesting topic what you're talking about regarding the how, you know, the connection is with our food that we eat. I noticed that we have a lot of food that actually, I was actually thinking about this actually, about the other day, because I do practice meditation where we have to open up our first chakra and move it up to our crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out, you know, it's interesting that we have, like, for example, fluoride in our water, which I don't drink all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually calcifies your pineal gland, which actually connects you to the universe. And then when you eat, how would you call it, the root chakra-based foods that block it, you know, really low-energy foods. So we're not really like a tree anymore. We're like a, I don't know, like a dead stump, if you want to call it. I noticed that quite a bit, actually.
What an interesting observation.
Yeah.
And, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Great.
All the way from
so
Canada.
What are you doing about getting your tree to start to bloom and blossom? How are you making changes?
I do practice meditation and yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And but like after this call, I'll be going outside and doing some drumming, actually, which I love to do. So, I have actually another question, actually. It has to do with guys, actually. Have you had a lot of guys come into, or men come into your practice, and are they going through lots of stuff, and are they making changes to their own, what, diet or way of doing things? Because I'm really curious from that point of view. I always heard from a woman's point of view, but just wondering from a practicing doctor who receives, who has clients from both sexes.
Men.
Are you addressing
yeah.
to Joni?
No,
the
to you,
question?
Sandra. He's asking
to
you.
Me. Well, yeah. I can tell you that over the years that I've been practicing, the primary base of my practice has always been women. And I do see men. And men generally, not in every case, but generally they will come in as a prompt from their wife or their mom or someone.
Yeah.
Men generally tend to, excuse me, they generally tend to, either for reasons of just not wanting to deal with it or being too busy or for whatever reason, they generally come in sort of after the fact, usually, when there's something much more serious or severe happening. I have had the great occasion to have, and I do have men that come in on a regular basis. And so they're out there and they're open to this, but the majority of my practice is women. And it's interesting because I hope that you will share with your men friends your basic philosophy about food and diet and natural medicine, because it's a gender that's maybe just not as interested, maybe, or curious, or I don't know. Just over the years, I have found that women generally, not in every case, but tend to just maybe take better care of themselves. Or they pay closer attention to early signs than men do.
I think that's a key for us women, to really help the men, give them a little nudge, tell them about Dr. Kaplan and and all the other wonderful natural healing, acupuncture, chiropractic, all these things where the body will respond to its autonomic system. Is that what you...
Right. To the autonomic control system.
Autonomic system. And to their nervous systems, and in order to wake up this disconnection from, wake up this disconnection to be able to allow the chakras to vibrate clearly and balanced. And this is for men. As long as they are open, they can have an incredible experience just like women. So women, we have to help them. I think that's what we have to do.
Then you help them to encourage them.
Yeah.
but there are some very, I've had wonderful experiences treating men and still do. And interestingly enough, this question is interesting in that lately I've had few young men coming in for consult and for treatment. That's been interesting just lately. So I'm hoping that's a pattern that's going to continue. It's wonderful to work. I work with all ages of individuals, children and young adults, and of course the elderly like myself. but it's wonderful to be able to be exposed and to have the experience of working with so many different age groups and genders too. So keep up the good work. Keep the meditation going and share all of your philosophy and good thoughts with all those men out there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Get them
engaged. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for calling, dear.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So I wanted to say something about what you just referred to as, the older person like you. And I think you have such a young spirit, and I think this is really another thing that we all need to determine. Are we going to keep seeking and live in wonderment and keep youthful? I think every time that we redetermine to grow like a new beginning, all our cells start vibrating in that direction to health, to excitement, to the future, to being ready. And don't you find that, Sandra, that if people are doing spiritual work, maybe there's some deep emotional issues they do need to address at times, like during transits and things like that, and
when
they're having issues. But in general, if someone is using their own wisdom within in their life and redetermining to be a vital, strong member of society for some reason, like a greater purpose, that these people tend to be healthier.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm not saying we don't go through things. People go through things, absolutely.
Right.
But
right. It's such a good point. Every moment is the
we have two callers.
A possibility for determining a new, something new, some change, some
yes.
direction. And
yes.
that's the great thing. I know we don't have much time left, and quickly, I just wanted to, because I won't have this opportunity again, but I want the listeners to know how much I have benefited from knowing you as a person, but the guidance that I have had with you through the years from my chart and the astrological readings that you have done for me have been invaluable. That you
thank
are
you, darling.
Really masterful at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We have a caller. I think we can go over because I have the show actually will continue for another half hour. We're going to sign off at some point, but if callers want to speak to me or Sandra for a moment, we're very open to that. So, caller, you're on the line. Do you want to say your name and your question?
My name is Penny. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
Penny.
Okay. Did Sandra sign off?
No.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. I have a very simple question, and that is, as far as my chakras go, I'm not familiar with a lot of that, but I am familiar with a little of that. How do I know that they're balanced or not? I mean, I know I've been eating a tuna fish sandwich for lunch every day for 20 years.
What are you eating? A tuna fish sandwich.
Tuna fish sandwich every day for lunch for 20 years. And my breakfast is a sugar donut. And my
she might have some mercury, wouldn't she, by
so
now?
I can tell you right now. What's your first name again?
Penny.
Penny, you need help.
Penny. Oh,
if you're eating tuna fish every day for lunch for the last 20 years, forget the other stuff. Forget the donut
and
or whatever
potato
else
chip.
You're having with the coffee
the
and the trade. Right, that too. No, you need to get in. Go to the emergency room, like right now. Hang up. Go to the emergency room. No, this is something you have
Please.
To. You really have to take this seriously.
But
this
I have
not,
a good life.
You have a I, listen. That's so wonderful. And how old are you? Do you mind
I'm
sharing
50.
That?
Yeah, I do. I'm okay. I'm around 52.
Okay. And you're really healthy. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Well,
and
bless
I work
your
every
sweetheart.
Day hard. You, oh my God! It's just tuna fish. It's going to kill me.
I'm so envious. You know, I haven't eaten any of these foods for like 15 years because I know that. Well, you know, tuna is one of the fishes that is very high in heavy metals, in mercury and other metals. And it's not that I don't eat fish. I just don't eat tuna. So, you know, if you start to develop joint pain or you run low-grade fevers or you become depressed, I think you should consider reconsider your diet. And the question, did you have a question for us? Or?
Well, yeah, my question really was how do I know? I made a little joke about my diet, but it's not a joke. It's true. That's what I eat. But
okay.
How do I know if my chakras are aligned
your chakras.
Or not? Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are talking
right.
about chakras, right?
Your chakras. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so,
this is a very different kind of evaluation. If someone was really being able to see your chakras or use a pendulum, or there's people that really work with looking at chakras. Do you do that, Sandra?
No, I don't.
No.
And chakras, so every cell in your body is a chakra. But
okay.
And there are major chakras, which is what you're referring to, the seven or eight or nine chakras that we have. I've not been trained to work with those particular systems. They might
right,
actually
that's not
be
her
like a
field
system
of
within her. But mm-hmm. with acupuncture, at each, interestingly enough, where each chakra is, there are major acupuncture points at those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see an acupuncturist, there will be an abdominal palpation to certain areas, and they are oftentimes over those specific chakras. And if there's any tenderness or pain or discomfort when palpated, it can direct the practitioner to look at that as some sort of imbalance or disharmony that needs to be corrected.
Right.
And oftentimes... go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that there's energy centers within us, and we are conductors of energy. We are highly, highly developed technical communicators through the body to the environment around us, to the whole universe itself. So that's a completely different subject, chakras, but I can kind of refer you to maybe the Barbara Ann Brennan healing people, and there's lots of them that really deal with this kind of healing, and it's very interesting. It's more ethereal and dealing with the energy a different way, which also meditation does, the yoga. You know, this invisible we call spiritual, it's really just everything we are. It's nothing, anything supernatural. It's just... it's very interesting and good information to really work with healing on these other levels that will affect the kind of dense physical level and the other way around. You start eating better and you have good nutrition, you start having more of a connection that's more healthy to everything else too. Right?
I wish you all the best of luck with your radio show.
Thank you,
Sandra.
Penny.
I enjoyed listening to you and Joni and Pat as well. And I'm going to sign off and I guess take myself to the emergency room now. And
she's just waiting.
And I guess
you,
I'll
Penny.
Start. I guess I'll start. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you for calling. We
Bye.
Have one more caller.
Bye.
We have one more caller. I'm going to take that call if that's okay, and then we're going to
go.
Okay. If I know how to work. Okay, here we are. Hi, you're on the air.
Airy fairy, high up there, no use, unsuccessful. Not truthful, disrespect.
Okay, so I have no idea.
I'm not
sure what people have in their mind when they call and do things like that. Okay. So anyway, so we wanted to thank our sponsors, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity, if you like, to reach me at Joni Ross Astrologer on Facebook. And Joni Moon Message at AOL.com if you'd like to receive the moon messages and explanations of how the planetary lunation, the lunations or planetary energies that are going on might be affecting your chart. And then we can all start looking at our own horoscopes and getting familiar with what happens or how we react or how we might be able to take opportunities a little more proactively. So this is Joni Ross and Pat McHugh, and thank you so much, Sandra Kaplan. You can reach Sandra if you're in South Florida. Actually, North Miami is where your office is, right?
Right.
You can make an appointment and see her and have an evaluation and have treatment. And you can reach us here, 4 o'clock Saturdays, on Blog Talk Radio, Under the Moon. So everyone take care and have a wonderful week, and enjoy the eclipse.
Thanks, Joni. Thanks,
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for this opportunity. And thanks for everyone that called in. It was great. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.